ज्ञानमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी अस्तदेशधारिणे हरिनाम हरिनाम हरिनामेव केवलं खलो नास्त्येव नस्त्येव नस्त्येव कथिरन्यथां जयथां सुरथां पङ्गो मम मन्दमतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्वापदं भोजो राधामदनमोहन दिव्यावृंदरण्यकल्पद्रुमाधा श्रीमद्रत्नाकरसिंहासनस्थौ श्री श्री राधा शीलगोविंददेवा पृष्ठालिभिसेव्यमानोस्मरणि श्रीमान रासरसारम्भि वंशीवाता तथा स्थित कर्षन वेणुस्वनैर्गोप्य गोपीनाथ श्रीष्टुन श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे It is my profound happiness to be with you this evening. Thank each and every one of you for giving your precious time to be here. Special gratitude to Shobha Swami for her very gracious and kind words to all of us. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a wonderful sloka. Tasmad sankirtanam Vishnor jagan mangalamang hasam mahatam api kauravya vidyai kandakraniskritam. That the chanting of the divine name of Sri Krishna, Sri Vishnu, invokes the fullest, highest auspiciousness in any situation. Sometimes we speak about making things auspicious. But what does auspicious really mean? It doesn't just mean good luck. Real auspiciousness is that which removes impediments to what will truly make us happy. Anandam buddhi varadhanam pratipatam punam rita svadhanam. That the happiness we're all seeking, that ananda, is the very nature of the jiva or the soul. It is within us. If we cannot find it within us, we cannot find it anywhere, in anyone, or anything. In a cultured society, people understand that. They live in harmony with their own souls. They live with compassion, with integrity. They live with peace. And wherever they go, through their words, actions, thoughts, they give that peace to others. But unfortunately, in today's world, people are seeking happiness through so many superficial, artificial ways that cause other people harm. Selfishness, greed, envy, anger, lust, illusion. By trying to satisfy these impulses within us, we're trying to be happy. And that is inauspicious. This verse from the Bhagavatam, Tasmad Sankirtanam Vishnur Jagan Mangalamam, it means in any situation where there is the sincere chanting of God's names, it invokes the highest and purest auspiciousness. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhichiti Kori Yayodhoi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to his dear devotee Sanatan Goswami that this happiness can only truly be experienced when we awaken the prema, the love that is within us. It is our deepest potential. It is our true nature to love Krishna, to feel Krishna's love. And it's accessible to anyone in any situation of life if we are just sincere. When Krishna was just a very small child, he was living on the banks of the sacred river Yamuna in the forest of Mahaban, Gokul. At that time, a simple, uneducated lady who lived in the forest, she collected some wild fruits and came to Gokul and called out, "I have a basket of fruits. If anyone wants to buy a fruit, please come." And little Gopal, he wanted to bestow his kindness upon her. So he would see his mother, Yashoda Mai, because they didn't have rupees or paisas in those days. They would exchange goods for goods. So he filled his hand with some grains of wheat and went running. But because his hand was so small, the grains were falling out. And when he finally came to this elderly lady who was kind of dressed in rags, he said, "I want to buy fruit here." And there was just one or two little grains left in his hand. He smiled upon her. She was so smiled by Gopal's, she was so charmed by his smile that she wanted to please him. The Bhagavad Purana tells, Atha pumbir dvijastreshtas varna shrama vibhagasha svanustatasya dharmasya samsidhir haritoshanam. Whatever our particular role is within society, whatever our occupation, whether we're mothers or fathers or teachers or business people, software engineers, our success is when Krishna is pleased by our efforts. Krishna doesn't just see what is offered. He sees the intention, the purpose. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachchati Taraham Bhaktu Bharitam Ashnami Prayatatmana. If one offers me even a leaf, a fruit, a flower, or some water, if it's offered with sincere devotion, I accept it. In fact, Krishna's conquered by that. Krishna feels eternally indebted for an act of love that is offered to him. He's the origin of all love. So this fruit lady saw Krishna's smile and just wanted to make him happy. The one or two grains were worth nothing materially. She filled his hands with fruit. Then she told him to put his arms like together, and she filled his arms with fruit. She put all the possible fruits that would fit in Krishna's little arms and was piling up across his chest. And he was smiling, and every time she put fruit, he smiled more and more and more, and she just wanted to see that smile. She gave all her fruits. And Krishna ran away with all the fruits. And she was so happy. She turned around, and there was something she didn't notice that Krishna reciprocated, and the whole basket that was fruits filled with the most precious jewels, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, pearls, but not like what they sell near Radha Gopinath Temple on those jewelry streets. Celestial jewels, really priceless. It was worth billions of dollars by today's calculation. But she was thinking, she had never experienced anything so blissful, so meaningful, than seeing Krishna smile by her efforts. She just wanted to make him smile again. So she picked up her basket to get more fruits, to bring back to Krishna. And she was so excited, she didn't notice how heavy it was with precious jewels. She put it down in the forest and went and collected more and more and more fruits. And when she went to put it in the basket, she noticed the jewels. She knew what they were worth. But she knew what real wealth is. Bhakti, prem. She just dumped all the jewels on the ground in the forest so the basket would be empty and filled it with more fruits and ran back to give Krishna the fruits. And she called out, "Gopal, Gopal, I have more fruits." And he came back and he smiled, and she loaded his arms again. Her heart was over flooding with the jewels of prema, of ecstatic love. Just by her sincerity, her love was awakened. Krishna ran back with all these fruits to give them to Yashodamayi. And she said, "Where did you get these fruits?" And he said, "This lady, she came from the forest and she gave them all to me, but I paid for them." And Yashodamayi said, Gopal, she's a stranger. You can't just trust strangers like this. And Krishna said, what does it mean to not trust someone? I don't understand this language. And she said, Krishna said, these fruits are so good. I want to share them with all the Brijabasis in the village. Come, mother, let us distribute them. Yashoda Mai and Krishna went into the village, and she was calling, anyone want fruits? And she was giving, and Krishna would give to her, and she would give, and Krishna, and they were in a basket. She was giving to hundreds and hundreds of the villagers. The fruits were unlimited. Krishna experiences the greatest joy tasting the love of his devotees, and he wants to share that love, that happiness that he's feeling with the love of the devotees. He wants to share that with everyone. But when it comes in contact with Krishna, it becomes unlimited. Yashoda Maya all day long was giving out fruits, and she just couldn't understand why there's no end to them. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya. Radha Bhavaduti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, who has come to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's Mahabhav, her supreme love, the source of all love. And he comes to distribute that love to anyone and everyone who's willing to sincerely open their hearts to accept it. When Sri Chaitanya was visiting Varanasi on the banks of the holy river Ganga, he compared himself to a fruit seller. He said, I have come with a whole supply of fruits, the fruits of prem, of ecstatic love, love for Krishna. And I have so many fruits. I'll give them for free to anyone who's willing to open their hearts to accept them. But I only have two hands. How will I ever distribute all these fruits? I'm asking everyone who wants to please me, help me to distribute these fruits of prema bhakti. Those fruits were the fruits of Radha's love, the Mahabhav of Sri Radharani, the sweetest, most intimate love. Sri Chaitanya came to give them freely. And how? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. He's distributing these fruits of prema through the Sankirtan movement, through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. When he was in Navadvip on the banks of the holy river Ganges, Ganga, he would go house to house, town to town, village to village, with a simple message. Jeev jago, jeev jago, go to Chandrapole, kota nidra jayo maya pisa chirakole. Wake up, sleeping souls. What you're really looking for is who you are, an eternal loving servant of the Supreme, of Sri Krishna. Enechi asadi maya nashi borolagi harina maha mantra lao tumi magi. I have come with the medicine to cure the disease that is the cause of all suffering and all conflict in this creation. Forgetfulness of Param Drisva Nivartate, of the sweetness of understanding the eternal nature of the soul. Prem. When prem is awakened within the heart, it's such a sweet fruit and it's limitless. We naturally want to share that fruit with everyone. Through whatever we do, whatever our roles may be. It's the medicine that can actually heal the heart from death, from fear. Etad nirvidyabhananam ichitam akatobayam. This Harinam Sankirtan, it frees us from fear. Fear of death, fear of changes in the stock market, fear of betrayal. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala bajahun hari purani tire. Everything in this world, it's just like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. All our relations, all our wealth, all our prestige, all our skills, it's here and it's gone. And when our happiness is dependent on that little drop staying on the leaf of our life, we're very vulnerable and so much fear. But this fruit of bhav, ma, of love for Krishna that's within us, is real wealth, and it's yours forever. Kaleru dosanidhi rajanasti hikumahan guna kirtanadiva krishnasya mokta sangha param vrajet. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. We see it. The impending situation of the world today, it could really get people depressed if they think about it too carefully. But it's a beautiful world with beautiful opportunities beyond all these temporary changes that are inevitable. When we understand the blessing we have in this age of Kali, which are so many vulnerable conditions for all of us, there's one blessing that's simply chanting Krishna's name sincerely, we can attain the supreme perfection of the highest liberation. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam tells that the greatest sages, rishis, and paramhamsas, they worship Kali Yuga as the best time. Why is that? It's an ocean of faults. Because this one benediction is so precious. Simply through kirtan, through japa, through bhajan, aho bata swapacho togariyam yaj jivavagre vartate namatubhyam. Even if we're in the lowest, most difficult situation, even if we've made so many mistakes in our lives, if we just take to a life of devotion and chant God's names, we can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. And we could share that gift with others. Thank you very much.